I'm Jay Turner. Coming up, Steve Carell is a guest of honor for Paul Rudd at a corporate dinner. And Jay Roach's comedy, Dinner for Schmucks. Is this a film we should RSVP for? The film review is now in session. Dinner for Schmucks. Okay, so the theater I was in, actually, we just saw a tone-deaf trailer for Rachel McAdams' broadcast comedy called Morning Glory, and that actually looks pretty good. Dinner for Schmucks, though, is directed by Jay Roach. Jay Roach did the Meet the Parents and Fockers, and then they also did the Austin Power movies, and 2.5 were about pretty good. So you're actually thinking about that because about 2/3 of this movie is actually pretty good. Steve Carell and Paul Rudd, you know what? These guys can do every comedy, I don't care, because I will laugh myself silly every time these guys are on the screen. They kind of remind me of like John Candy and Steve Martin, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi and the Blues Brothers. You know, they just got that great chemistry to it. Paul Rudd plays a straight man. He's an executive. He's trying to climb the corporate ladder, has a great business meeting. And the corporate raider, played by Bruce Greenwood, you know, the scumbag husband in Double Jeopardy, he is a guy who is really impressed with this. So he decided to invite him to this dinner for winners. This actually is a dinner for idiots because whoever brings the biggest idiot gets a promotion. And the idiot gets a trophy. Oh, yay, good for them. So he goes on the trail trying to find an idiot. He finds Steve Carell's Barry, who actually hits him with a Porsche, or as Barry calls it, a Porsche. So you can already tell this guy's going to be a moron. But the thing about him is that you actually feel for him. You actually, you know, actually care. But also at the same time, you're like thinking, why does he use stuffed dead mice as creations? Like, he makes the Last Supper out of stuffed dead mice and has Jesus Christ as the leader. And I'm just like, okay. But at the same time, you know, you honestly feel for the character, as I said before. His wife just left him. And he's alone and nothing good is happening for him and he works for the IRS. You know, I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about the IRS. I'm just saying in movies that kind of basically looks like the Dead Zone. But continuing on now, he basically self-destructs Rudd's life. His name is Tim, by the way. Tim's life in 24 hours. Basically, he has a great girlfriend about to marry her, and then things just don't go well. Barry is so ridiculously stupid that I actually, when he talks to a woman named Darla on a chat room, he actually gives her the address to this place. And ironically, this is a stalker of Tim's, so Tim's not really happy about this at this time. Now, they try to do this kind of broad slapstick to it while Rudd is trying to fix his back in the bedroom. It doesn't come off well. Darla is a complete waste of time. I apologize for the actress who played her, but you know what? The character just was useless. It just kind of felt like a sitcom. And you know what? When it comes to TV sitcoms, it's silver compared to gold, which is movies. So now, as this continues on, they build a friendship, things are going great, and then suddenly the dinner comes along. And, you know, the movie is called Dinner for Schmucks. And we don't get the dinner until the last half hour of the movie. So as I said, 2/3, not bad. Zach Galifianakis appears for only 15 minutes of the movie. Galifianakis is actually, I'm not kidding you, was littered all over the trailer. But the 15 minutes that he's in, he's hilarious in. He is. He's really good. He plays a guy who has a mind control. He's actually a moron in real life, but at the same time, though, he thinks he's brilliant. So that's pretty great. I like it when actors play it straight, when their characters are dumb. That calls a farce. So the dinner happens. We get characters that we're introduced to. We don't care. We don't give a damn about them. We really just don't. We care about Carell's character. That's the only idiot that we actually care for in the movie. You know, but even though I did like the supporting cast, big time waste though. I did not laugh when I saw a psychic that actually could talk to dead animals. I did not like a ventriloquist who was married to his dummy. I just found like they were like background sound. The only thing I did like about that part of the dinner was when Carell was on the screen and when we saw the brilliant cameo by Jason Segel. He was so funny in it. Plays a blind swordsman. You'll know what I'm talking about when you see the movie. Dinner for Schmucks is not the best comedy of the summer. I'm really thinking the other guys will be. But it is still good. It has solid laughs. I laugh out loud a few times. But at the same time, I don't know if you really want to see this again. I was slightly disappointed, but I still like the movie. I'd still recommend it. It's a Redbox. Check it out one time, and then you're good. Dinner for Schmucks, Redbox. I'm Jake Turner. You can find all my reviews at jtsfilmsession.wordpress.com.